Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Me'imas and Mevarech ala tzitzis b'shachar. At what point are you allowed to make a bracha on tzitzis in the morning? B'sheyakir b'intchila shabal alavan shabal. Once it's light enough to tell the difference between the white and the tchilas, the blue, the turquoise of your tzitzis. The Rambam says, V'imliva shomei alos ha'shachar ve'ilach, yishor b'mevarech alav v'chein no'agin. Our minhag is that we allow you to make a bracha on your tzitzis already, starting from alos ha'shachar. V'imliva shokonim lachin, if you put it on before alos ha'shachar, could go on b'slichos, like if you're davening slichos, lo yivarech alav, sh'yayayom yamash b'shbov yivarech. Then you can't make a bracha. But once Alos HaShachar hits, you could touch the talus again and then make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berura in Siv Katan tells Alos Misha Yakir. V'hu hazman de Misha Yiras Chaviru Haragil Imo Ketzas Berichuk Arba Amos V'yakir Renu Hamuskul Kaman B'simin M'chaz Degabi Kriya Shema B'is Yosef B'simin M'chaz Shema Rosh Shechad Shiurahu Ayin Shom V'hagrabi In Yoninu. So that's the shiur where you're able to tell, you know, that your friend is there within a distance of four Amos. V'chei Noagin Ayin B'ver Hagra Shepasa Kedasa Shulchan Arach V'im Agadim Kasav Im Hashad Dechuka Hamikah Laniach Me'Alos HaShachar You're supposed to wait until you're able to tell the difference between the white and the blue in your tzitzis. But b'diavad, if you're in a rush, so then you can even make the bracha at Alos HaShachar. If you want, what if you made the bracha on the talus before Alos HaShachar? Then we would not require you make another bracha because maybe we follow the rush that a daytime beggar at night is chayiv tzitzis. You mashrivel. So if you touch the tzitzis and then you make another bracha. So we'll stop here for now and we'll begin Siman Yud Tes tomorrow.